Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wiehunt the Barbarian.
Welcome to the Space Age Bachelor Pad and our new Blog Talk Radio show. A lot of you folks have been contacting me this week, and this show is the first Tuesday of every new month, once a month. You got to catch it when you can. Von Wiehunt in the Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy, Epic Episode 7. November 2nd, 2021, stardate, with an epic retro encore, episode 7 tonight, for your listening and viewing pleasure. Tonight is always a very special night when we do the Bachelor Show. They welcome you into the Bachelor's Den, America. We'll have fun and frolic on the show. We'll have much to talk about. Much candor. It's our few hours a month to get away from the crazy world of politics, the crazy world that we find ourselves in. So enter the Bachelor's Den at your own risk. It is the Bachelor Nation, my friends, inside the world of America's favorite guilty pleasure, brought to you by your illustrious host. And this is always a Von Wiehunt show production. At the start of each show, we normally go to our tiki bar and mix a drink or a few cocktails before the night's festivities. I raise my goblet of wine and my stein of beer to all of you again tonight. I am wearing my red velvet smoking jacket, with cigar in hand, mafioso style, and we are ready to rock and roll, as always, my good friends. We welcome our new callers to the show. Many folks have failed to catch the show live. You can always go to Blog Talk Radio and catch this show and our hard-hitting political show every Thursday night on the podcast, of course. Always check out the podcast. We welcome our college fraternity on the radio. We welcome our good friends and made men of the neighborhood. We are the Roman centurions. We are the new pharaohs of the land. This is our new radio show. And the theme tonight is Long Live the Bachelor King. Now, this show is based on my hit book, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy, the retro and modern-day bachelor guide for the new Renaissance man of the millennium and beyond. Every man in America needs to read this book, and the women who love them. We hope the show spans 1,000 years. We hope the show gets picked up in syndication coast to coast. However, just know, you need to know that we are broadcasting coast to coast tonight and in 15 countries. Amazing, isn't it? The new Bachelor Show is always the first Tuesday. So I told you last time we spoke, the military training of young bachelor soldiers, even some married ones. It's called SEER, S-E-R-E. Survive, evade, resist, and escape. This is what the Marine Corps teaches the young recruits. And you also should learn that and sear it into your mind. Pun intended. Now, on the last show, we talked about the married men who have their honey-do list and what married guys do in public, things of that nature. But we have much better things planned for our lives. Now, tonight, we'll get into some different subjects and different genres. We always want to keep the show new and fresh. We get calls from all over the country and some emails. Our chat room is open if you're too shy to call in. Now, when it comes to the musical taste of The Bachelor, well, they are all over the board, baby. From Exotica to Space Age Bachelor Pad music to Jet Set Pop to the retro now sounds, Cocktail Hour music, even heavy metal, and some cool tunes for dinner like Frank Sinatra, the Rat Pack, and Tony Bennett. The Bachelor has it all. Now, tonight, like every night, if you want to call in, 563-999-3437 is our Bachelor Pad hotline tonight. We're so glad you're here tonight, folks. It's now time for our Animal House Frat Pledge.
I state your name.
I state your name.
Do hereby pledge allegiance to the frat.
Do hereby pledge allegiance to the frat.
With liberty and fraternity for all.
Amen.
Sergeant at Arms, do your duty.
Now on your Delta Tau Chi name is Weasel. Now on your name is Mothball. Kroger, your Delta Tau Chi name is Pinto.
Why Pinto?
Why not?
What's my Delta Tau Chi name?
Dorfman, you've given this a lot of thought. From now on, your name is Flounder.
Flounder?
We now consecrate the bond of obedience. Assume the position.
Thank you, sir. May I have another? Thank you, sir. May I have another? Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Yeah, so Bachelor in America, we are the endangered species. But at the same time, we are growing. There is an attack on the bachelor in our country. We have a rogue regime and very anti-male media forces that conspire against us. And yes, we do believe on my show that people with money and power do conspire against us. By keeping the show light and fun, we will get into that later. A bachelor's life can be fulfilling and interesting, provided you don't feel that not being part of a couple is causing you to miss out on enjoying life to the fullest with a happy heart and a determination to live life well. Leading a bachelor's life can be a pleasant and rewarding option for millions of men. Now, many of you men will be married. Many of you will get married to your sweetheart. You'll have one or two kids, or three or four or five, or ten, whatever. The marriage will go south on you, and you'll be a bachelor yet again. So the premise of my book is that most men, if they count the years of adulthood from 18 on, most men are bachelors for more years now than married years. And that's true because a lot of guys will get married for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years. They get divorced, and they never remarry. So That is how it normally goes. We also pay homage to the history of the Bachelor in all the decades, and of course, the temple to Bachelordom and lust is Hugh Hefner's infamous Playboy mansion in Beverly Hills, California. Now, many folks don't know that Hugh Hefner's Playboy magazine was a how-to guide back in the day for the upwardly mobile young male professional. Its pages were packed with the spoils of old Dolce Vita. Stylish clothes, convertible sports cars, jazz music, and even tropical tiki cocktails. With Playboy, the swinging bachelor could keep on and keep up with all the latest trends, from the latest dance moves to even psychoanalysis, while dreaming on some parallel universe, on some metaphysical plane of taking a yacht to the South Pacific and going around the world, or a rocket blasting off to the moon. The gentlemen, pirates, and rat pack bastards worldwide, put your best red velvet smoking jacket on, light up your cigar or pipe with your favorite vintage and cool lighter. Get the cufflinks ready, baby. Wear your favorite leather loafers and slick back that hair retro Goodfella style with your favorite manly numero uno cologne as we delve into the Bachelor universe and galactic cosmos with wild abandon. Love that from Matt Helm's 1967 hit, The Ambushers. So on this show, we'll play some extra promos, we'll play some extra music, we'll have some great callers intertwined throughout some good promos and things of that nature. We'll even experiment with a few things here on the radio show. So let's start the show tonight, as we are always on the lookout, my friends, for those lovely lady female ambushers. Based on the Dean Martin movie, which made the ambushers in the Slay Girls retro famous. So whether she is blonde, brunette, or redhead, it's all good to us in the Bachelor's Den. Without further ado, let the show begin. And let's go right to the phones. And Paul, the bachelor and gladiator, is on line one. Gladiator, we want to hear your story tonight. We were talking a bit before the show. How are you doing, my friend?
Yeah, what's going on?
Doing great.
Yeah.
I'm always happiest in the studio.
Yeah, right? Exactly. I'm always happy when I'm logged out of work. Anyways.
Exactly.
Yeah, talking about bachelorhood, right? So one of our good friends we had the good fortune of hanging out with last weekend, partied, went out to dinner, ate like Roman gladiators and Roman centurions. Hey, everybody, I got to give a shout out. If you're looking for a great bachelor, like, spot, you can take a date. If you know her well enough to buy her dinner, go down to Christo's, and you want Santino DeSanto as your head waiter. He's the head waiter there.
Yes.
He's got his own section. 30 years he's been there.
It's fantastic.
You can bring bring your hottest date, bring your best girl. And tip the man well when he sits down. When he sits you down, he'll take care of you and go there. Anyways, we had a guy's night out with our friend. And not only that, but then went down to see the fights, the UFC fights, MMA fights down at Celebrity Theater. And, we heard a little bit of his story that night. He is going through a breakup, a divorce. You know, it's somewhat amicable, and then all of a sudden, after our Saturday night party, Sunday, his soon-to-be ex-wife claimed that he was abusing the two young children, which couldn't
of
be
course.
Farther from the truth, you know. He's a real
right.
solid guy, you know, and
yeah,
and he, you know, brings the kids to school every day, picks them up from school, provides a nice home, and you know, here's this woman that, you know, the police debunked her story when the children were in the police department, separated in rooms, and they're like, no, my dad's a great dad. My mom wanted me to say that he was abusing us, but. No, my dad's a great dude, great guy. He would never harm us. You know, he's always attentive with us. And, you know, the police were like, hey, man, you know, we're sorry, dude, but the reason that this got filed in the first place, like, you can't go back to your house for 30 days. And,
right.
you know, you and I were talking about it like, you know, we love the bachelor life because we know that that can't happen to us.
Right.
You know, that's why, you know, when if you have a young man and graduating high school or in college in your family, get him the Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy and set his mind straight.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. He needs that book. Absolutely.
But Christmas is coming around the corner, man. And you know what Joe Biden can't screw up for Christmas?
What's
he
that?
He cannot screw up the supply and delivery line of the Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy book.
Yeah.
It's already in stock. It's in stock. It'll be delivered on time.
Yes.
You don't have to worry about it. Joe Biden has nothing to do with that supply line whatsoever, you know?
And I'll tell you a little secret of us authors. I'll tell you a little secret, folks. I go to eBay and other sites because once in a while, it happened to me this week, I find my book on eBay, and they mispriced it, yet it says free shipping. I bought two of my own books less than what it cost me to buy them from the wholesaler. And I buy the books on the internet myself. One, it spurs the algorithm, right, for sales. They see it moving. And it gets into the computer, so I cannibalize my own book. Plus, it's cheaper for me, and then I can autograph it and give it to people for free if I want to, or sell it, right? Mm-hmm. So I can't believe that my book, which retails Now, it's high for some of you guys, but it's worth every penny. It's about $50 to $55, but it's a big book. And like the Galaxy, it's a big book, as you well know, but it's packed. I mean, I really should have maybe made three, but the thing is, I had so much to say, it's obvious. I packed it all in that one version, and there's a sequel coming out in two or three. But my thing is that that book is worth every penny, guys. So Paul's right. Buy it now.
Yeah, buy it now. It'll be delivered for Christmas. But, yeah, so a good friend of ours, man, he's, you know, headed back to the bachelor life, and he's like, you know, that's it, you know, and I'm like, yeah, I know, you know, unfortunately it's going to cost, you know, and his kids are great. Mm-hmm. I met his kids a couple of times. I spent some time with his kids. His kids are awesome, but, you know, but our friend's awesome, and that's why his kids are awesome, because, you know, he raised them right, and, you know, and now he's going to have to, you know, fight for custody, shared custody, you know, now his, you
right.
know, his the ex-wife is fighting for everything, went from amicable to pointing the finger, wanting all the money. You know? Like, you know what, man? Been there, done that too many years ago. You know, like, don't do it again, man. You know, try never to do it once. You know, I was lucky.
Stop.
When it happened to me, I had a lot of assets. I was able to put a lot of money away for my child's education, private high school, college, where she is now, you know, just all paid for 20 years ago. But when, you know, when you have assets back in the Northeast, assets are worth money back there. And I was lucky enough to be able to, you know, stick it aside custodially. But nowadays, God, there's no assets. Where are the assets? COVID stole every asset in the book, basically, right? And, it's going to be a tough road, you know, and he's, you know, he's a worker, you know, he's going to have to go back to work. And, you know, he had a big factory business and he's getting a residual income off of that, but he's still going to have to work more after that, you know, and, yeah, man, you know, be careful out there, young men, you know, make good choices, man, make good choices, you know.
God, words of wisdom, absolutely.
Right.
Well, we were talking about that, and my book is for the men. Women have thousands of books at their disposal, countless New York Beltway magazine articles. LA writers are all female, but men don't have many writers for them. I am one of your male writers in the nation. I will write for the men. I know what you're thinking. I know you because we are alike. We are very similar. We have the same dreams and aspirations for the most part. Men are the dreamers. We are the builders. And women are the spenders, and they are the takers. And that's okay. That's the way God made them. God made us stronger so we would build things, and we would have some excess to help out our wives and family, as it should be. It's biblical even, right? But Paul, you know, your story is great, and that of Robert, who I just met. There's a million more stories like that out there, you know.
I know. Happening every coming to a neighborhood near you all the time. You know, it's an unfortunate thing. And I think COVID and the financial struggles that COVID provided over a year and a half are going to make those stories more common, unfortunately, you know, unfortunately. Because the bottom line is, you know, easily probably 70 to 80% of divorces are over money. You know, mine wasn't over any money struggle. I think that mine was over her wanting money because she never had money.
Right.
You know, and geographically, you know, all of a sudden didn't want to move to where the investment was made out here in the West already. But, you know,
right.
Excuses are excuses, right? Everybody's got, you know, 49 excuses for why they didn't get up early this morning. That's fine. I don't mind that. But,
I love that line. Right. That's great.
Right. But, you know, unfortunately now with the economic struggle, because if you go back in time,
under Jimmy Carter, it was a super bad economy. Divorces started rising, right? Then you had rising divorces started under Obama because the economy slid. And now with COVID and, you know, Uncle Joe Biden, you know, Sleepy Joe, he's got 57 excuses why he can't go to bed or get up. But, you know, the economy is going to not only slide, we're on a snowball from hell down the mountain. And, you know, divorces are going to rise again. It's just going to happen because women, they see lack of money as a problem, whether they have children or not. And COVID provided a lack of money for a lot of people. Very few people like me and you, being bachelors, we had the resources, we had some cash, we were able to ride the wave, not get bogged down, not have to struggle for our bills, right? Still have cash put aside. You know, you had a marriage and children for COVID. That money got wiped out on them. Wiped out. Done. It's gone, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, if they were living paycheck to paycheck, three paychecks away from bankruptcy, which most families do, now COVID put them on the street, got their house taken, they were moved into an apartment, small apartment, crowd everybody in with the kids, stress, divorce. I don't want this. I want out of this. And then they think if they divorce that they're going to be better off. Well, quite honestly, the woman with the children, again, moving into another small space, and she can't take 100% of the man's income. The man's got to be able to live on his own as well. So you can get the alimony child support payment. But quite honestly, the man living on his own, if he gets a second job and the first job's paying for, you know, granted, paying the child support, but also probably paying alimony to the woman, who doesn't want to go to work, by the way. She just wants to sit home while the kids go to school, right? So the man gets a second job, and that money goes into the bank, and the man can financially bring himself back, right? Now, in a normal economy, that could happen. In a Joe Biden economy, I don't know that that's so much going to happen under this COVID cloud that they keep pushing this COVID cloud down the road. You know, I hear some people say, well, back during COVID, and I'm like, during COVID? You mean like it's back there? I'm like, wait a minute.
We're still in it.
Yeah, the White House every day is like, COVID's coming stronger. It's going to hit again. Everybody get your vaccine.
A new Delta variant. Every day, proclamation from Biden's White House. You're right. And Paul, too, one thing I would interject here is that a lot of you young guys have no complaints on one issue, and I'll talk to you like a German uncle. This show is free. It's a Von Weehunt production, meaning I foot the bill. And naturally, we need good sponsors for the show. We're working on that and donations. But I provide a show for you guys to listen to. I know, and I see a lot of you guys come in later, and probably ladies too, and you grab the podcast, which is great. Because I noticed that the numbers double for this show and the political show on Thursday during the week. They double or more because people don't catch the show live and you come in later, and that's good. At least you're accessing your resources. A lot of you guys too are living in the street. You're living, you know, nickels, dimes, and quarters look real valuable to you, as they should. And you got to be a hustler. And the one thing that I'll tell everybody, and that this is for young and old alike, is I hear all this talk. And this does fit in with the bachelor thing. Hear all this talk from some men saying, well, I can't get ahead because of the 1%. BS. You can get ahead. Don't ever think that a 1% in the country or some of these oligarchs are keeping you down. You're going to have to work maybe a little harder and be more of a hustler. But by God, you're going to have to, you know, get things rocking in your own world. It's the only way you're going to make it, guys. I mean, nobody has it easy. Nobody gave Paul $1 million. Nobody gave me $1 million. Nobody gave the Irish pirate $1 million, and so on and so on. Okay, you have to make do and just grab two or three jobs, work them like a hound from hell, and start there, and then see what happens from there. And each time you go up on a sliding scale stepping stone and keep working your ass off, you can finally catch your breath, and then you can finally go, wow, now I've got a few dollars. Now I've got a decent place to live. Now I've got a decent car. I'm on my way. But if you don't start, and that's the key thing. I was always good at starting something. I know you were too. I would start it like I started Scouts. My goal was Eagle, and I made Eagle Scout. I started, didn't finish. Keep plugging away, guys. I'll get off my soapbox for a minute, but I wanted to get that in there. You just got me thinking about this, man. The juices are flowing, you know, and the cocktails too. So let's continue, Paul.
Yeah, no, I'll expound on that. So remember, when you're a bachelor, right, and especially when you're young and you're a bachelor, because I'm actually mentoring a friend of mine in Tennessee right now. He's a younger guy. He's a bachelor. And I said, look, you know, I got a new job, publicly traded company, great division, and I came out like no one's business. Broke records coming out of that, you know, publicly traded corporate training in sales, and somebody tapped me on the shoulder, and they put me in what everybody else thought was hell in a handbasket, okay? Literally trudging around in the mud of the company leads for a publicly traded company, okay? But I always knew something. I got taught a lesson when I was a young bachelor in a car dealership, okay? And I would work at this car dealership the summer of some of my collegiate years. There was this bat phone in the middle of this car dealership, okay? And I remember seeing two guys that worked desk to desk as a team. Those were the only two guys who would get up out of their chairs when the phone was ringing and walk over, answer a phone. It was an ad in the paper that said, need a car, want a car, call this number. That was all. That was the ad, okay? And it was all the dregs of society, didn't have credit, bad credit, no credit. And I saw them answering that phone, and you know what I noticed about those two guys? They didn't have company cars from the dealership.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't sell Cadillacs. We sold Nissan, Jeep, and Eagle. Those guys were driving a Lincoln and a Cadillac, brand new, both of them. And I was like, I'm going to start answering that phone. So then I got up and I started answering, and they didn't mind because I was a young buck, right? Those are the older, you know, middle-aged guys,
right.
Smart.
Yeah.
And I would sit down and have lunch with them, and they go, you know, you're the only one who learned what that phone's all about. I said, that phone's about money. They said, why is that phone about money? I said, because those people, they don't complain about the price. And in the higher price is the higher commissions. More value as far as more profit, more commission. I'm making more money answering that phone than waiting for the wealthy people to pull up. And they go, exactly. And I said, so if I work the hardest leads, I get paid the most money. And they're like, exactly.
Yes.
And I was, you know, that was one of my summers in college. Like, I was 2021, right? And I think I told you that story,
mm-hmm.
that my interview was actually at a big fitness gym, Mike Katz's World Gym, right? Mike Katz from Pumping Iron
Love
Days,
it.
That movie. And I used to go to his gym, and the general manager said, I'll interview you at the gym. You know, you look like you're a pretty tough guy, right? Meanwhile, I didn't know he was a powerlifting champion, but that's okay. But, you know, I learned, you know, from that experience. And now I'm in this company, you know, and it's, you know, post-COVID. And everybody in my training, you know, group is like, oh, man, you know, until we really get cranking, we're not going to make that much money. And I was like, fuck this. I'm you know, part of my French. I'm running like the wind immediately. And all of a sudden, I'm making my own schedule. I've got overtime. I've got the worst leads the company has, and they're paying me a bonus every single sale. like, and nobody can believe the kind of money, I'm probably going to knock down over $10,000 a month working from my home. And I don't have to drive down the road. My overtime would be my travel time on the street if I had to go to a job. But that time I'm getting paid time and a half for. So, guys, all you got to do is take any opportunity you get and make it your own, young men. Jump at it. Ask for the overtime. Ask for the hard work. I'll prove myself. Just ask for it in this economy. Yes. You can get yourself as a bachelor. Build that bank account now, because if you don't take advantage of the overtime and you don't take advantage of the opportunity now while you need it, because this economy is only going to get worse, you're going to need more money coming up here in the next 1, 2, 3 years. Remember, it hasn't even been 1 year that Joe Biden's been in his puppet presidency. And the, you know, and the wheels are already falling off this fucking country. You know, we're going downhill with no wheels now, you know. So
that's right.
You're going to have to, you
I
know,
agree.
As young bachelors, you better hustle your butt off now, get that cash, because I'm going to tell you, these good-looking women out there, they don't want to go out on dates with guys with no cash, and you may be the only one with cash in your neighborhood, you know, your young women looking for the young guy type neighborhood, whether you're, you know, online, online dating and finding girls there or wherever. You don't want to be the guy with no money. You don't want to be the guy complaining. You want to be the guy that made something happen so that you're actually able to, you know, have a good time. I remember I learned a lesson.
That's right.
Yeah, I remember
and
I learned
like
a lesson.
And like I said in my last few of shows, Paul, in the Hispanic world, they say, no honey or no money, no honey in Mexico land. And guys, that's just, right. It sums up what Paul said, no money, no honey. And Paul's right. You know, you want to do things when you can. Also, I'll tell you a little secret, guys. Do things when you're young, when you have the energy and the great health in your joints. In other words, you can stand 15 hours a day with no problem. You can walk from one end to the other of the warehouse or the mall or the car lot, wherever, or the boiler room that you're doing the sales leads from, whatever. You can talk 20 hours a day. You can drink a shot of whiskey, get up in 2 hours and do it all over again. When you're 25, 28, 30, you can do that. I did that. Paul did that. Other people have. Now, as you get older, things change. You'll notice that you need a few more naps. Maybe you don't work out as hard. Maybe you eat a little bit more, whatever. Things change, and that's okay. Things are supposed to change in life. And but, yeah, you got to do things when you can do them, when you have the energy and the health to do them as well. And, Paul, great, great story, man. Love that stuff.
You know, and I learned one secret to these, like, bad and good economic times. I was down in Vienna, Virginia, doing a firewalk seminar with Anthony Robbins. I did 7 years in a row, okay? I met him, had lunch with him every year because I knew his rep from New York City. And he said, you know, in good times and bad times, there's a couple of things that are opposite of what people normally do. In bad times, people tend to, like, ponder everything in their life. Like, they kind of get down on themselves. They kind of get down on life instead of really attacking it, so that when times are good, now you can actually work through that much easier because you already built your steamboat rolling in the bad times. And now you can have a good time in the good economy. You can party, but you're also got that economic engine running even faster in the good economy too. He goes, you know, in good times, people just tend to party and not work hard. And then when times get bad, they ponder. Well, when times get bad, that's the time to work the hardest so that when times are good, the engine you built is riding smoothly. Now you can step aside and actually have a good time, but have that money keep coming in where most people don't. most people stop that money because they just party. Times are good. Times are happy. And they start spending. You see that when the average person who's not paying attention, they'll in good times, they spend money. They borrow money. Their credit cards are all maxed out because they're buying stuff instead of, you know, having an economic engine that they built in the bad economy that keeps rolling in the good one. So this is the bad one, boys. This is the one that me and Von talked about in 2016. You know, we told everybody, work your ass off, save your money while Trump gets in here and straightens the ship out. Well, they took the wheels off the sucker in 2020. You know, and here we are. Now we're going to the bad one, and we're telling you, work hard now. Again, this is another time you got to work hard, but you're going to have to do it. Like, remember, you know, Von knows I had 2-3 jobs, 2016, 17, 18. I built a nice pocket of cash. Now I got to do it again. In this economy, I had to, you know, I'm not going to have 2 or 3 jobs. I'm going to take one job and literally run this sucker until the wheels fall off of this company. I'm going to make as much money as I can out of it. And now that I'm working from home, I don't have to go anywhere. I can stash the cash aside again. So find it, work it hard, keep it, you know, and keep that bachelorhood running for yourself. This is not the time to get married, have kids, and destroy your economic life. Not the time to do it, you know?
I agree. Paul, the gladiator and the rogue bachelor, like Von Wien. Thank you so much, Paul. Great call. Love it, man.
Thank you. Well done.
You bet. Yeah, words of wisdom. We told you guys, and we told you that we're blue in the face. And look. There's an old saying down in Texas land, and the ranchers down there talk with a draw, and they'll say, you can lead a horse to water, Von Wiehunt, but did you know you cannot make a drink? And that's true, because, well, I tried to do a rancher draw, put it that way, but listen, the story is true. You can tell people, and you can preach to them from the pulpit, and you can hit them over the head with a club. And some people just like to learn life the hard way. I've always said that. A lot of people like to learn life the hard way. I don't. I was like Paul. When I was a young buck coming up, I used to love talking to the middle-aged guys. The guys my age were cool, but I knew they were fucking clueless, to be blunt. And they were, a lot of them were morons, some nice guys, don't get me wrong, but they did not have the knowledge base that I was seeking. I knew these guys with 20 years their senior had the knowledge base. So I would, though I liked everyone, got along with everyone, but I would try to gravitate towards these guys in the office. They weren't always the most popular. Some of the women would snicker at a bald receding hairline, but women are catty and men know that anyway, so we don't really care what they think. I was a seeker of knowledge and truth. And I knew these guys had it in volumes. And the thing I always knew about most men is we tend to retain information like a great Smithsonian library. We don't always freely give out the information. And most men play their cards very close to their chest. Well, I'd pick their brain. I would learn from them about many of them were veterans and warriors, and they came back to fight. They were in corporate America. Now they were fighting some new battles, as many of you have, young, old, and indifferent, about sexual harassment, the girl in the office trying to get them in trouble, other guys that were sort of, you know, weird cock blockers, you know, or backstabbers, or all over the place. But I learned about business from these guys. I learned how to watch your flanks, how to, you know, to develop and build up a roll of cash, how to avoid the pitfalls of adult life, like don't marry the wrong woman, don't marry multiple wrong women. You're just entering boys into legal entanglements. Now, When I was a young buck coming up, all the men were married, or most of them were. The issue of divorce was kind of a taboo subject, but now it's much more prevalent in our society. But the thing is I learned a lot from those guys, and most of the guys told me their stories, and I listened intently. Back then, I listened more than I talked. Now I talk more than I listen sometimes on the show, because I have a lot to divulge. I have a lot to tell you guys about, and I want the callers to tell you their stories as well, which they do. And the great thing about this show is that we're a little bit less busy. So if you're ever trying to get on the Von Wiehunt show, and this is a great show to get on because we've got three callers in the queue. Irish Pirate, our tech wizard, will be up next eventually. And then hopefully the other two will stay on the line. And we'll get you on the air. I know who one of them is. But the thing is you've got to make your life as successful as you can. What my father used to tell me, which is great advice, he would tell you, and he used to tell me, son, learn all you can from your mother and I. As you get older, you will learn that some things stick to you and some things do not work for you. And I'll be honest about that. He said, throw away what doesn't work for you individually. Keep what works for you and then build upon that. And the middle-aged men in every office in America are, in my view, a treasure of the country. And unfortunately, in our pop culture, where America obsesses over the youth too much, way too much, we obsess over the youth. Personally, I don't like getting older. I love if I can be 25 all the time, right? But life marches on for all of us, whether we like it or not. With that, I say that men age gracefully. We age like a nice bottle of wine or a keg of wine in some old French vineyard. Women don't age so well in our society. Women are, like in my book, they're like the fancy sports car, young, topless, sexy, on the car dealer, you know, up in the air on the pedestal where everyone can look underneath her skirt and look at the undercarriage of that beautiful red convertible. Gorgeous leather interior. Great handlebars, great curves, sexy. Everyone loves that. When a woman gets older, she knows she has a shorter shelf life than a man. And she knows that she has to get all her ducks in a row from 18 to max 40 in our society. And a man, if you play your cards right, women tend to get bitter in their middle to older age too. Women tend to be like sour milk. Men are like fine wine. And I'll tell you why. It's God's way. God wants women to hook up with a man and make babies. One, it keeps her extremely busy, and women need to stay busy. Women that are not busy tend to get very negative and have evil thoughts and do weird things to themselves, because a lot of it is they're designed to be very blunt, to have sex and have babies and to be with the man. That's a large part of a woman's life, is the men in her life. A man, on the other hand, is supposed to build that, but also build a business, build a farm, build a ranch, build a franchise, build an office up. We have other responsibilities in life. That's why they call men the great provider. But getting back to my story, you guys want to think of this great show as your infamous and rogue Playboy mansion on the air, where it's always cocktail hour, where there are always lots of women in variety to keep the bachelor's focus and game on, where the bar in life is always open, where you can have a good smoke and a good broad. In the words, the infamous words of James Bond and Spy World, you will have pussy galore. And that's your choosing young Jedi bachelor night. We will party like the Rat Pack, Las Vegas style, and live large. And the secret to life is this. Be the man you always wanted to be. Be the man you were destined to be, and damn your critics and damn the torpedoes. We don't care what they think or what they say. Whether you stay a bachelor or someday get married and have children, remember, you always do it on your terms. Do not be led around the room by your nose by some bitchy female. Do it on your manly terms. And there is no substitute in life for victory. And there is no substitute for not being there. And there is no real excuse for failure, my friends. We welcome you each week, each month, to the Bachelor's Den. We will talk about economics on the show, as Paul the Gladiator eloquently pointed out. Economics is brutal right now and going to get even more brutal, as I have warned you repeatedly on, well, in this country and with the Joe Biden regime. It's on his watch. But don't let him or the 1% or anything detract you. My dad had a great line, too, about hard times and good times. In hard times, you don't care what your detractors say. You work your ass off. You work two or three jobs, if you have to get ahead. And when your neighbor loses his job, it's a recession. And when you lose your job, it's a depression. So also, be aware of everyone's misery. Be aware of their economic strife. There's always a man carrying a cross, always a man with a burden. We help out our fellow brothers and our patriot sisters, right, in the country. Because economics, even the young women are having problems, and you young women listening to the show, find a real stand-up patriot guy. That's who you should be hooking up with. Don't fall for these losers. And there's plenty of them. And the millennial guys are notorious for living in squalid conditions, and they wonder why they have problems. Look, every generation has issues, has problems. They're going to have to work themselves out of it. And economics will make you or break you. And try not to participate, key word, in other people's misery. My uncles and father always used to tell me, be aware of everyone's problems, but try not to participate in their misery. Rise above it. Rise above it. In other words, I'll break it down for you. When I was in high school and college, I always had money. It's not because my parents were rich. They were not. I always had money. My friend used to come to me, hey, Von Lars, can I borrow some money? Von Wieland, do you have a 20? Von Wieland, can I borrow 100? They knew I had it. Not that I advertised it, but they just knew. They could smell it, sense it. Well, I had it because they worked. I worked on campus. I worked everywhere I could. I did all kind of jobs, work study in college. I even lied about my age when I was 13 and said I was 16 and got a job at a fast food franchise making chicken. Lied about my age, if I recall right. But I could pass for 16 because I had the maturity level. And so I just walked in one day. I said, I'm 16. I want a job. Okay, great. That was back when nobody checked anything. Pre-COVID America. It was you and your wits. Tony Soprano style. You and your wits. You and your street smarts. And back then, I remember they were paying $3.10 an hour. Big money. I thought, wow, $3.10 an hour. I'm all over that. I want to get me some of that. Get me some. Well, I got me some. And then that's how that was before that. I was collecting paper, newspapers, bringing them in, pop bottles, tin cans. I was doing anything for a nickel and a buck. No, I had fun, sports and whatnot. But in other words, it was driven into me to get ahead. My dad had a great line. He said, it's not what you make in life. You can make $1 million. have a big salary and a big Cadillac and spend $2 million a year and you'll be in debt and you're really poor. But you look good and you live good for a little while until you go bankrupt or belly up, right? Or you can make 50 grand a year and save 20 grand a year, live off 30, live a little bit below your means. And in time, you'll have a nice chunk of change. A house maybe paid off. Not a big, elaborate home, but a nice home. A decent middle-class home. It's your time to shine, boys. You're going to have to figure it out. That's what they used to tell our generation and the generations prior. When things were bad, they would look at you and go, figure it out. You figure it out. You figure out what you need to do. Don't be a millennial guy or even a middle-aged guy bitching about the 1%. The reason why you can't get this or get that is because of the 1%. You're buying into those CNN mass media lies, and they always attack The Bachelor. They always attack the man in America. They're trying to demoralize you. Don't let them demoralize you, boys. And young men, we have a lot of listeners from all ages. But the whole name of the game is they are trying to demoralize you. Don't let them do it. Don't let them get away with it. Remember our retro past.
He leaves his mark everywhere. In the lowest dives. Down the darkest alleyways. On street corners.
Now listen. The girls still get wound up and nervous, don't they? Okay, you give them a few powders for their nerves. Even if you have to give it to them free the first few times.
He peddles his poison even along the big town's Gold Coast. His front, a luxurious penthouse apartment.
What you need is a jolt.
No.
Then why did you come here?
Because I thought that...
Huh?
All right. I did it.
The pusher doesn't miss a trick. And his is the deadliest one of all. The big fix. Once you're in it, there's no way out. He calls the shots, and you pay the pusher. The pusher's greed stops at nothing. Like some predatory figure of evil, destroying every obstacle in his path. Defiling every woman he touches.
Yeah, guys, don't let them demoralize you. Don't ever meet the pusher. Well, back in the day, motorcycles were big, and it sounded a lot like this.
They're wild and no angels. Their very name spreads terror. Their credo is violence. Their god, hate. And they call themselves the Wild Angels. These are today's real rebels. With a chip on their shoulder, a monkey on their back, and a hate for the world in their guts. Blues, leader of a wolf pack on wheels. Mike, too much in love to care what she does or with whom. Joint, the fuzz hater. Show him a badge and he sees red. Bull, swinging a cycle chain and lusting for action. American International presents Peter Fonda and Nancy Sinatra in The Wild Angels. In Panavision and color, with members of the Venice chapter of the Hell's Angels. The Wild Angels is the most terrifying film of our time.
Yes, I have The Wild Angels actually on DVD. It's a really cool movie with Peter Fonda and Nancy Sinatra. Retro cool, actually. Actually, some of those movies are actually, they look like America today in a weird way because... we've gone full circle.
Yeah, we don't want nobody telling us what to do. We don't want nobody pushing us around.
I apologize, But tell me, just what is it that you want to do?
Well, we want to be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do. We want to be free to ride. And we want to be free to ride our machines without being hassled by the man. And we want to get loaded. And we want to have a good time. And that's what we're going to do.
Well, when, baby? Let's go.
We're going to have a good time. We're going to have a party.
You damn right. This show's a party every week. And the commercials back in retro pre-COVID America are amazing. A lot of them sound like this.
Men, nothing takes it off like Noxzema medicated shave. Take it off. Take it all off. Nothing takes it off like Noxzema medicated shave.
The closer you shave, the more you need Noxzema. Noxzema medicated comfort shave.
Just love that. Well, I'm sure many of you guys, that stripper song is fantastic. Back in the 1970s, they had a great TV show. Well, some call them angels. Song. Whenever I hear that song, I think of those gorgeous L.A. mansions on the coast, America's Riviera, bikini babes everywhere, great music, great parties, outdoor parties, having fun, live bands, convertibles going up and down the coast. Pre-COVID America, coast to coast. Gosh, those were some great times. Well, my book, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy, I'm hoping it would be picked up by a Hollywood franchise at some point, or put on a TV sitcom or a show or a movie especially. Or I want the book to end up someday on the syllabuses of a college or university gender, sexuality, or media studies class. That would be awesome. To be quoted by a professor in front of new, young, fertile minds in a college classroom. We all know about that Bachelor TV show, which captured, in my view, the zeitgeist in America, the German word, the zeitgeist. But I would say that you need to read my book is far, far better than that Bachelor TV show. You know, like this show, we'll talk about some serious things, but it's more of a lighthearted show, a fun show. But the bachelor life is like a multifaceted diamond. It's good, bad, indifferent, negative, positive. Every charge, every electron in the universe is forming about, going haywire at times. My book is very informative and funny, and I am the perfect author to present it to the world, to demystify the game and to talk about it in the bachelor's den, since I and my callers have lived it with wild abandon. And the thing I liked about the book is I get to play myself in the book. The only way you can keep watching those TV sitcoms about the Bachelor TV show and things like that, that are extremely popular, it's better if you first read my book and then you watch those TV shows. Because the Von Weehunt show and the Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy will report the crap out of our nation's ongoing social experiment and what's going on behind the scenes in detail beyond any of our wildest imaginations. If you're trying to figure out why the country keeps watching those shows, you'll find intelligent answers in my book, which goes very deep inside the rabbit hole of American pop psyche and culture. My book will fascinate Bachelor fans all over America and the globe. Being single does not mean being alone for the atomic age bachelor. On the prowl, the prey was never more tantalizing. There were buxom blonde bombshells like Marilyn Monroe and ponytailed brunettes strapped into capri pants, quoting Jack Croce and smoking French cigarettes. The jackpot for many bachelors back in the day was a foreign stewardess, beautiful, exotic, and only in town for one night. And with that, let's go to the Irish pirate, the tech wizard of the Von Weehunt Show, with his thoughts tonight about bachelordom in America. Ken Irish, how are you doing tonight, sir? In the octagon. You're back. How are you feeling? How are you doing, man?
Well, I pushed it today. And in fact, Von Weehunt, I told you I think it was a text or voicemail. I told you that.
Yes, you did.
Today, I was going to push the whole day, and I was not going to sleep. Once I got started, that was it. And I did that. I
sleep
pushed the whole
for the
day.
Week.
Yeah. So I will definitely crash after the show is over. But in the meantime, I'm having a good time.
Good.
For me, I can always push it as long as the thing that I really enjoy doing comes last. That's the most important part of my day. And
yes.
Since I'm quote-unquote volunteering to teach children how to play chess again, nowadays they actually control the volunteers, and so I'm actually logging my hours that I'm in a classroom for them. And I never knew I put in as many hours as I do. And I put in more hours today than in the previous 2 days combined.
Wow.
I
believe it, man.
And so the really fun part of that is now they've responded and they're going to pay me more than they've ever paid me. From the time that I started.
Damn right.
50% more from the time that I started is what they're going to end up paying
me
now. So I like that part of it. And that's after the fact that I worked 10 hours the night before and did all that. In a way, I agree that working hard is good for you, but I'm a little bit different than most people. I am a big fan of keeping your life as stressless as possible. So many people are only interested in that bottom line. And in fact, I remember once I actually, for the one woman that was the most educatedly intelligent that I ever dated, we broke up because one day she came into my house and she saw on the chalkboard that I had where I keep my notes on what I'm going to do for the week or the month or whatever, and it said Edward Snowden. And she was a counterintelligence analyst for the FBI at the time, a single mom, but doing it. And, you know, so there was a lot of reason for me to check her out. But there was also once her response to this, it was also obvious she was on the way out. And she said, "Where did you get that? What do you know about him?" I said, "All I know is that he is exposing freedom to the American people. You know, he's willing to actually take a stand for what he believes in." And this is where I'm tying this in with bachelorhood. you got to keep your life as stressless as possible. And that's really what Edward Snowden was trying to do. He couldn't go on living the way he was living. Something had to give. I would rather be honest and give it. And when you're on the other side of that, that's what I heard. And so the response I got from this poor woman who had all the wrong stuff coming from the top of the FBI, she's saying, that isn't true. He's not a patriot, and neither is his dad, which eventually I checked that out and figured out she was wrong, that whoever was telling her that was lying. Certainly the dad.
Yes.
Odds are still out for Edward Snowden. I have no idea what his motivations are. I know that he originally thought that he was going to do the right thing and just like the rest of his family, do what the family told him to do. That won't work for bachelors for today anymore. My dad told me, work for the man and he'll treat you right. And that just isn't true. But
that's not true anymore.
Time, though, yeah. And so here's the key problem that I had. This very intelligent woman, she said, look, don't you understand that there's a social contract in this world? And I said, yes, but if I sign at the bottom, who actually is awarding me the contract, the one that actually puts their name at the top? Who is society? And if those people aren't looking out for my best interests, why should I sign at the bottom? The social contract isn't there for me. It's there for them. And so I looked her in the eye and I told her that. And I knew we were going to break up after that. I mean, I don't care how intelligent she was. I don't care how much money she made. I didn't care that I would have fit nicely into that group. They desperately needed some leadership, you know, because as a single mom. But no way. If you're going to say the social contract is good enough for me, I'm sorry. It isn't. Flat isn't. And I would say that to any woman, any man for that matter, any government, anytime. You provided these norms, and I don't believe any of them. I can't play by those rules. I prefer stressless. I want a life where I can do what I got to do and not have to break my neck. There's a famous heavy metal song out there, Snap Your Fingers, Snap Your Neck, talking about the dangers of working for that bottom line all the time.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I actually like the lyrics to that song. I don't like the way it's presented. I think the vocals could be better. But they did it in a way to be rebellious. They did it in a way to warn you. They wanted you to know that the world is not going to treat you the way they promised. And it doesn't take long for a bachelor who's got his ear to the ground. Like you and I were watchful people growing up. I was a little bit more watchful because I was kind of picked on in high school and, you know, got into the military and things didn't work out as nicely as I wanted it to. So, of course, I was worried about what was going to happen to me. And it immediately pushed me into a direction where I had to look out for what my best interests were. I had to go find another military job. I couldn't take the ones they were offering me anymore. They talked me into going nuke when I probably shouldn't have done it. I should have stayed a linguist. That would have been much more stressless for me. The money wouldn't have been as much, but again, I'm not breaking the bank right now, but I'm okay. I made it. If really bad things happen to me, I could survive. That's not a problem.
Good.
And they have in my past.
Good.
But I don't want to get into those. Yeah, we're definitely focusing on stressless. We're focusing on the fact that the social contract that they're offering you was, as you said, meant to trap bachelors, meant to trap the people out there that could be performing more for the business part of society instead of having to relegate it to, for example, a family when they're not ready or not capable, which is probably the worst of it.
Mm-hmm.
Forced to have a family when you're not capable is probably even more dangerous. Even if you're a good man, how can you do it if the money you're bringing in isn't enough? And so instead...
In Irish, I always liken them to bear traps and wolf traps. Because some men have a bear persona, some have a wolf. I'm a wolf and a lion. But, they set those traps out for guys early on in their career. And if you're not careful, you got to navigate that very carefully and stay away from those traps, man. Just want to interject that there.
And most of those traps came in for me in the form of government. So even if it's let's say you meet the wrong woman and she finagles your birth control and suddenly now you're a single dad. And it's actually the government that gives that percentage of, you know, who's going to be, quote unquote, the custodial parent and who's going to go out there and mm-hmm. basically be a slave to the state.
Right.
And, so they're actually spending their money on who's going to – they're going to put their money on who can provide for the state. And that's why they,
that's
do,
right.
they do it. That it's a social construct that they want. And, again, that's pointing back at, oh, really? There's a contract effectively? We're making this a norm?
Yes, there
I
is.
I don't think you're making this a norm. Yeah, but I don't call that a norm. I call that weird. I call that wrong. I call that mistreating mm-hmm. the men. And so
yes.
I don't have a remedy for that. And like you said, to stay away from it is the best thing. But if that doesn't happen, you've got to look for your outs. And so it did take me a while to get those outs. In my case, one of the things that actually helped my dad was had one too many heart attacks and finally died at age 84. And he provided well for his kids. He only had two. And so we were going to split a considerable sum. And my brother, the first thing he did is went out and bought a bunch of land and things like that, put himself in debt. What did I do? Paid off my debts. Got myself out of indentured slavery by contract. And whatever I have left, I have left. But now I've got my peace of mind. I've got my ability to create the environment I want to create within reason. I mean, I'm a spiritual man. I'm not going to go out of bounds. You know, I'm going to honor the Lord while I do it. But I will say this. My choice is to be literally that right-hand man at that point. I don't want to be under any other worldly influences if I can avoid them. I'd like to be able to select my own vices, whatever they might be. And for me, freedom mm-hmm. is a vice. For me, the bachelorhood that I had to learn, I went through 5 years of not having another girlfriend after I got my latest divorce because I just wanted to make sure I selected correctly. And
right.
Well, we talked about that in previous shows. So more importantly to me now, as I'm explaining, you want it to be stressless, you're going to have some standards and actually live by them. And if the world doesn't like it, they're going to fight back. There is going to be revenge. They're going to be out there cutting the tax code away from you, and every slip up you make is going to cost only you whenever possible. I mean, this is the way that works. And even I got challenged by a girlfriend in this case under what do you think the social contract is? And the answer is better than what you're telling me. It's got to be that, or I'm not playing. And so here I am being able to tell you I didn't give in. I did not give in to the man. I even have ex-girlfriend to beg me not to ever work for the man. And I honored that request, by the way. That was really cool. You know, she's still a DJ out there somewhere, and I called up her show once and said, I just want to tell you I didn't give in to the man, that I still am my own person and did not go corporate. And you
right.
should be proud of me for that. I was in front of my daughter even. I said that. I just want to mm-hmm. let them all know I'm still my own man, which is why we're not together. But, you know, hey, that's not a problem. But I'm still my own man, and I'm still willing to take on the world. But on the other hand, what you've heard in previous shows, I don't like being alone. I don't, you know, from my bachelorhood was because I was waiting for the right woman, waiting for better opportunities. And so stressless is the best way to go. That gives you the freedom to see that opportunity coming your way.
Yes. Now we're talking.
Yeah. Yeah. Now we're talking. And I'll admit, I was praying for the right opportunity, but that doesn't mean I had the intelligence to know or see exactly when it was coming. I can't say that, but I can tell you I knew I had it when I got it. That's what the intelligence was.
Mm-hmm.
That was the, if God was going to make the selection, I could say, yeah, but did he make a good one? And I think you can look back into the Bible. God actually told Adam, I'm going to put you to sleep because when I made one mankind after, you know, each of the other days, it took a business day only to be able to make the land and the oceans. It took business day only to create what God did on day three. He finally got around to making one mankind, and he said, you know what, this is going to be all day, all night overtime just to get that Adam out there that we talk about. And then he told Adam,
yes.
You know what, you don't like anything else on this planet? I'm going to make you and Eve. I'm going to make you the right, and the Bible says this, helper for that man, which is exactly what we're talking about. And
yes,
he said, okay, I'm knocking you out. And again, one woman all day, all night, overtime, just to make the right kind of helper for mankind. And I
right.
believe that. I honestly worship that God who could do such a product for a man.
I so agree with I that. Say, and she was made from Adam's rib. And she is a work of art and a work of beauty.
She is. And
that's
way,
what men
God
like. And
enough,
God makes no mistakes.
By the way, God was smart enough to take the one rib, the one bone in a man's body that will regrow. He didn't take anything away from the man. He just said, I need something
that's right.
to work with. And that's all he had at the time. I'm not saying man was better or anything like that, but he knew what he needed
right.
to work with. And so the long story short on that, it's worth the wait, even for a biblical man, because you're thinking, oh, the world's got to be coming down on him. He's going to have to drop some standards. He's going to have the answer is, in a way, I think I did, but not without prayer. You know, I'd say, you know, if I meet the right woman, I got to let her know that's you.
Right. Cool. Irish Pirate, yes, thank
I
you,
mean,
man, for calling the show.
But, yeah. Now, does that mean that I'm dropping my standards now? No, I needed to let someone know I'm here.
Right.
I got to take a chance. Once it, okay, because I got called out on that. But anyway.
Absolutely. Irish, thanks
time.
For calling the show, buddy. Great, great
so
words of wisdom, man.
I'm going to get you some audio clips and things like that because I was busy this week. I wouldn't have been able to make the money I made if I hadn't had done some emergency contracts and things like that this week to make it happen.
We totally understand the Von Wiehend Show, and we know you're good for it, and you're a great patriot and a great supporter of the Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy radio show. Thank you, Irish. Thank you so much, man.
You're welcome. I apologize.
Have a great night.
Took me the wrong.
Yeah, Irish folks does a lot of our promos as our tech wizard, and I gave him a laundry list of things I want built up for the show, and he, with his great IQ and great talents, electronics, MP3 wizard, will make these wonderful things that we will all enjoy on the show. So Irish is doing it for the Von Wiehend Show and for millions of our listeners in the nation and worldwide. Well, we could talk for hours, and we always could. We've got about, I think we'll go into a little bit of overtime tonight. I just feel up. I feel energized by you guys. And don't be shy out there. If you're a new caller, we're at 563-999-3437. I promise that we'll get you on the air. We won't bite. Well, just not yet. So when you do call, just know that we will talk about all things which affect the man's life today, whether it be chicks, dating, relationships, the toxic dating environment, working out, diet, sex, God forbid, vice, the law, the man, the economy, politics, the court system in America, with a K for effect. Child support payments, God forbid. Kids, love them or hate them, but we love them. The nuclear family, traditional life versus the wild and hedonistic bachelor life. Pros and cons of each. Work, war, and peace on the battlefield and the corporate America battlefield and everything else in between. When you call, have an angle. How your story or quote or call pertains to the Bachelor of America today. It could be a great story, an anecdotal story, which you've heard a couple of those so far. Whether the bachelor or the man is never married, just divorced, or thinking of it as a MGTOW way to go forward in life, that's men going their own way, rest assured, we will cover a lot of ground in this show and every show. People have asked me for where I got the inspiration to write the book in the first place, or even for this radio show. Well,
my friends, let me tell you, and we will count the ways, rest assured. Right now, it's time for a break. We're going to have a little intermission here. Go to your bar. Get your favorite adult beverage. Polish off that smoking jacket. Get the ash off it. Yar, maybe you're getting a shot glass ready. We'll come back after this song from the Animals called It's My Life. Damn right, it's my life, and I'll do what I want. You're the Bachelor of America. Don't let them demoralize you, men. Fight back against the Matrix. Fight back against the man and the feminazi woman in your office. Fight back against them. Don't give them any quarter. Don't let them get to you. You get to them.
Los Angeles weather.
Low overcast tonight, low around 58, mostly sunny tomorrow with a high near 68. No smog, beaches now 62, valley 66, downtown 65, Orange County 66.
Don't dare stare at the illustrated man.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, good evening. Well, I'll see what a fan said when he wrote me about my book years ago. He wrote, another excellent book. I especially enjoyed the reference to what is now called, in retrospect, lounge music, along with its subgenre, space age bachelor pad music, and the other genres and narratives in your book.
the Bachelor Guide. Those were also the last days of the Cocktail Lounge, a place where adults could go to dine, dance, and drink, often to live music. They dressed as adults, too. Cocktail dresses for the ladies in dark suits, mafioso suits, or possibly tuxedos for the gentlemen. Is it too much to ask for the return of the Cocktail Lounge? Well, at the very least, they might make for an interesting piece at that swanky new website called Masculine Interiors that I've heard so much about. But he said, brevity may be the soul of wit, but your topics are so good, they need to be put out there and explained for the world to see and read. And you did that, Von Weehut, with flying colors. Three exclamation points for effect. Love that. I get these great accolades, and I covet them like little treasures in my bachelor castle treasure chest, where women are always welcome and where the bar is always open with our mood lighting. Well, we'll now delve into some of the best musical tastes of The Bachelor. We have also Brett the Surfer on line two holding. But there's a thing called the Space Age Bachelor Pad music that was very popular in the 90s and early 2000s. And what they wrote up about it is kind of interesting, so I thought I would read a few of these to you. And, of course, I added some of my own little parts to this, but this is really aimed at the generation of, it says, white American males that came of age with the Playboy magazine and high-fidelity stereo equipment. It says, imagine George Jetson as a bachelor, hubba hubba. The Space Age Bachelor Pad music, also called Space Age Pop, or those acronym-friendly age, actually spans pre-stereo high-fidelity, I just love that phrase, high-fidelity, recordings introduced in the mid-1950s to the brief and unsuccessful attempt to push quadraphonic recordings in the early 1970s, very retro. It encompasses a huge range of music, but is best characterized by the recordings from a few of the outstanding series. Pretty cool. And there was Jet Set Pop, and he said that my name for the mostly instrumental music followed the decline in Space Age Bachelor Pad music in the early 1960s. Jet Set Pop enjoyed vastly greater popularity than its predecessor, epitomized by the many top 40 hits by Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass, and planted themselves into the genetic memory of anyone in the States who drew a breath back then. Its rise was marked by the introduction of Brazilian bossa nova music in 1962, which added numerous songs that quickly became the new exotic standards, like The Girl from Ipanema, Summer Samba So Nice, from Sergio Mendes, Mas Que Nada. And there was a now sound. It's a line between the jet set pop and the now sound. The two styles share many common characteristics and material, often covering the same tunes. Where they differ, though, is in their intended audiences. For example, the now sound was the sound of the discotheque, the Whiskey A Go-Go, where the Doors played. They were the in crowd on the Sunset Strip in L.A. And it is true that most of American culture was started in L.A., in California, and from there was exported to the rest of the country, still is today, for good, bad, and evil, and indifferent. The basic rhythm section is pure rock, electric bass, and pounding drums. And then we have the cocktail music. Yes, you can listen to any kind of music you like while you're drinking a cocktail. This refers to the string of recordings made in the mid-1950s and 1960s and intended to make a direct tie between their musical content and the enticing act of sipping martinis in a stylish bar while some gorgeous, voluptuous woman in a knockout dress gazed at you with lust and awe. These often were by piano trios playing light classics and some kind of sanitized jazz, and featuring titles like Cocktail Time and Cocktails Anyone. And of course, let us never forget the recordings of Frank Sinatra and Tony Bennett for great dinner hour music and more. Just love all that. Well, if you're a man about town, you may need Numero Uno cologne.
Four men on a search. Each man different, living his own way, searching, discovering Numero Uno, the new thing in colognes for men. In all the world, there are only four basic masculine scents. Here's the best of each. Numero Uno Gold. Numero Uno Green. Numero Uno Red. Numero Uno Silver. Four Numero Uno colognes. All different. All wild. Find yours with the searcher kit. A jigger of each scent. Then get a full-size bottle of the one that makes it for you.
Numero Uno.
That was a retro ad, huh?
Look what you did to Mr. Bigglesworth!
Oh, groovy, baby.
Do I make you horny, do I? Yeah, baby!
Where would the world be without Austin Powers?
Smashing, baby.
Of course it is. I know it's smashing.
Oh, groovy, baby.
Of course it is. This show's always very, very groovy.
Do I make you horny, do I?
No, you do not. But she does. we have Brett the Surfer who's coming on next, and I know he's been surfing off the coast of L.A., checking out the container ships that are waiting to get to the Long Beach port to unload more cool things and gadgets and spare parts for the bachelors all over America. And we have many married guys who love the show as well, who love to reminisce about their bachelordom. Just don't tell your wives, boys. We know these women are control freaks, and they won't let you listen to the show. Most of you guys are, well, let's be honest. If you're married, in most homes in America, I'll just be blunt, because that's the German-Italiano in me that's coming out. The most men are relegated to the dirtiest part of the home, which is the garage or the backyard. Think about it. It's where all the bugs are. It's where all the cars are done. Things like that. Women always are inside. Men are, I love driving through a suburb and seeing the men in the garage. They're in their man cave. And they look at me with that forlorn look in their eyes like, can you come up here and help me? Can you bring me a box of cigars? Can you tell my wife to shut up? Can you bring me some cool music or some ice-cold beer? Because lately it's been hard for me to do anything around here because my wife is like a little Kim Jong-un dictator from North Korea, control freak. She's pissing me off, and I'm seriously considering ending it all, or at the very least, getting an amicable divorce and getting the F out of here. Well, I drive by in my SUV or my cheap convertible, and I'll tell them, sayonara, buddy. I wish you well on your journey of married bliss. Because I took a different road. Don't knock it. Don't knock me. You're with her, not me. You got to live with her 24/7. Not me, Buster. Hit the bricks, pal. That's the way it's going to be. I'm driving by in suburbia with their forlorn. These guys look like they're in shell shock. Like they're trying to, like there's an invisible electric fence around the yard and they can't. They get up, walk around, and they can't even get off the driveway. I feel sorry for a lot of them. But I drive by, I kind of laugh, and I know exactly what's going on. She's inside talking to her friends, and the man is now relegated to the garage. Sad but true. And then you guys will rationalize it, and you'll tell me, well, Von Wehunt, it's cheaper to keep her. With that little smirk in your eye, I go, yeah, maybe. But to me, time is very precious, especially our time after age 40 in our formative years. Every year, to me, is precious. You've only got so many Saturday nights left, boys, or Friday nights. You know, and if you're married in a blissful marriage, more power to you. That's wonderful. We support the nuclear family on the Von Wien Show. But I've always said it's one size fits all, and that's not good for the country. We need strong families, strong marriages, and we need a lot of guys also that maybe it's not for them. Each to their own. Each person to their own devices, I always say. And with that, it's time for a surf song as I bring on Brett the Surfer.
Love that song, man. I'm just out here surfing around these container ships, not very safe, but enjoying life and listening to your show. And life is good, man.
Life is good.
This sort of thing ain't my bag, baby.
A little bit of Austin Powers there.
Austin Powers.
You know, the ultimate bachelor.
I think you're shagadelic, baby. You're switched on. You're smashing.
Yes, we know. I have plenty more where that came from, trust me. Once some of these nights I get crazy with the promos and I start mining the internet for all kinds of cool stuff for these shows. It's the radio in me.
Yeah.
The radio antenna in me. I find it out, I seek it out.
Yeah, baby.
So what's new with you, my friend? What's happening? And what's your report from the surfing beaches of America?
I'm just looking out and seen a lot of beautiful people on the beach. And I in a way, I'm wondering just how they're enjoying life. But I'm also realizing each one has their own path. Everybody has their own path they're going to go on. And as long as we can keep America strong. I don't know, you know, and this economy is going to take a hit here soon, and that could affect the bachelor lifestyle. It could affect the married man's lifestyle, you know. So let's just hope the economy can keep rolling on. I don't think it can at the same pace. So I think perhaps the bachelor lifestyle and the married lifestyle may have to have an adjustment here, get used to maybe some different times coming up here in the future.
You know, man, I think you're right. We've talked about this before, and tonight we had a nice little, I call like an economics 101 diatribe. Some of the young bachelors are listening to the show. We're talking to people all over the country and the world. And to them, now think about it, go back. Well, let's not date ourselves, but let's go back 20 or 30 years for the fun of it, when we were just little tykes, right? And remember when you used to listen to the radio, and when we used to listen, I used to listen to guys, I thought, wow, they're so worldly, they're so smart. Wow, they've had so many life experiences. I want to listen to what they have to say. Because I used to do that on purpose, because I wanted to get cram as much knowledge in my head so I wouldn't make the same mistakes as those guys. I was trying to navigate, and I knew at an early age, Brett, that life was a minefield. There's all kinds of bear traps and wolf traps, but they're always trying to entrap men.
Yeah.
The police are always trying to pull you boys trying to arrest you. Now, don't do anything to create those situations either, boys. But, I mean, women are always trying to get you. They're always trying to get you to knock them up, or they want to get pregnant, or they want to get something from you. Your boss wants something from you. Your family wants something from you. Everyone's got their hand out, right?
Yeah.
And I said, man, we have to that's okay. There's a time and a place for everything under the sun. I've always believed that. But you just got to be careful how you do it. And economically speaking, these guys who just listened to my show and did not take action, because on our show, we're all about action, Action Jackson, right? If you don't take action, guys, you can't expect any good results. Listening's great. That's half the equation. They'll say, well, I just want to listen. Great. Man, at least you want to listen. But then you got to take some action for your own life, because what's that old phrase that they always tell you in corporate America? Doing the same thing over and over and over again with the same negative result is basically the definition of insanity.
That's true, yeah.
In other words, if you don't change gears, if you don't, look at cause and effect and realize that this ain't working, whatever it is, and change it, well, then you're just an idiot and a moron, you know?
Let's
call a spade here, right?
Yeah,
you gotta.
Like you're talking about the dating scene.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
The toxic dating scene, yeah, it's strange. Women have changed.
It can be, yeah.
Women have changed.
In a lot of ways.
Women always say, I'm trying to find a great guy. Men always say, I'm trying to find a great girl. So too bad there isn't a website to hook up those people, right? But in many ways, this is my take on it. I want to get your opinion on this, Brett. I tell guys or gals – that I'll tell the guys, I'll say, well, maybe it's a blessing in disguise. In other words, we may be coming up on so much economic turmoil with, $30 trillion in debt and $200 trillion to $300 trillion on top of that, and unfunded liabilities and mandates. We have all these international globalists who want to exact their revenge on America. Maybe you not finding somebody right now might be a good thing. Though it's good to go with somebody through hard times, too. Don't get me wrong. Misery loves company. But at the same time, I always tell guys, look after yourself right now. If you got a great girl, fantastic. But don't let women run your life. You got to run your own. You guys have got to get back to running their own lives. Women, though we love them, they need to be in the passenger seat, a helper, if you will. And we can give them a great life, and we can have a great life, but you got to focus on yourself sometimes. I think since the guys are more focused on women and not themselves. What's your take on that, man?
Yeah, I think that's true. You know, the old sales adage is have a plan or plan to fail. So whatever you're going to do, if you plan on being single, continue doing that and do it well. If you plan on meeting a partner, getting married, which that is your partner, and you act as one, if it's someone of quality. If not, then you've made the mistake and you're going to have to live with that mistake, whatever that is, you get what you put into it, So maybe it is good. It could be very good advice that people that, maybe stay single, remain as a bachelor. If we do start going through some economic times, unless you've got the means to support, if you've got enough, money to do that. And if you've got someone next to you, a partner, a wife, if you will, someone who's going to be there, but you need the financial ability to support them and your family. If not, I wouldn't recommend going out and getting married, and especially, you see a lot of these catfish things where maybe some guy, I met this woman. Yeah. I've never actually met her, but online, it's, And he's been
$1,000,000.
I actually cringe,
Brett, when I hear guys do that. That's almost as bad as the Nigerian frickin' banker. The catfish thing, Brett, that's a great point. Guys fall for these. Some of you guys need to – it's okay to have emotional intelligence. It doesn't mean that you're supposed to fall for the first fat bitch that comes online. Some of you guys are ridiculous. I mean, you haven't even met the – first of all, I can't fall in love with anybody that I've never personally met. So I don't know how you can. That's weird to me, really weird, how you could fall in love with somebody typing on a screen and you don't know if that's a man or a woman. And then on top of that, you send thousands of your hard-earned dollars. Well, my dad had a slogan for those guys. There's a reason why there are hobos, son. There are reasons why there are homeless people, because they've put themselves in that position. And this is why you can look at them, like we said earlier in the show, be aware of their misery, but you don't have to participate in it. If a man's that dumb to send money to a Nigerian banker or some other guy posing as a woman online, well, then he gets what he effing deserves in my book, in my world. If you want to sell your house, lose all your assets for some stupid online game, well, it's like that Squid Game. You know,
yeah.
Everyone believed in it. They believed in the crypto this week. And they asked me, I said, don't put a nickel in it. Though I like crypto, and I'll tell you why. It's not a proven asset yet. It's a fad. And wait till it's proven. It's not been vetted, mm-hmm. and it's not proven. And they have private owners. Red flag, red flag, red flag, red flag. In other words, sit back and watch. That's when you do sit back. And they all got taken this week. Well, those millennials, they lost everything. Wiped out. There's no money with the squid crypto coin gone. They ripped off those people. And they got away with millions of dollars.
I'm talking about Bitcoin. People are having a hard time getting their money back, getting it out.
But with Bitcoin is very liquid. You can go if you're at the right exchange. Where people have trouble there is where they get on these they get fancy. Well, they all want to have this international wallet, and some of those wallets can be hacked. So you got to be careful with that stuff. Me, if I do crypto, it's linked to my account, my trading account. Period. Linked. I never have a problem. I test any exchange, and I'll buy or sell a little bit, like $100 or $50 worth, and then I want to redeem it and get it back to my account. If they can do a simple mm-hmm. transaction, great. And the only ones that I basically use is Coinbase, which is vetted, and eToro.
Yeah.
And but any those international ones, I don't trust them. Do not trust them.
Yeah,
Coinbase is based in California. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Coinbase is vetted by the Wall Street, stock market, et cetera. And they are okay. eToro, I dealt with them for a while. They're very, very good. You want to be mm-hmm. able to get your money out, right? But I think the dating world is like the squid crypto token.
It could be, there's a lot of truth in that, because it depends what it depends. You have to do your research. You don't just, that sounds good. I think I'm going to hop in there. A couple of my buddies got in that. And, without doing the research, you need to do your due diligence. And that goes to when you're dating, if you don't do your due diligence and you have to, and in life, so you figure out what's best for you. We have free choice, free will, and that's the beauty of existence, So if you're going to remain bachelor, live that bachelor lifestyle, if you're going to be married, you you know, you just have to, to each his own. Everybody has their own thing that's going to work for them, you know. So not everybody fits in a particular, certain type, you know, tube or hole, you know. So it's
right.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
So
very shagadelic.
Yes, I do.
But yeah, so yeah, well, I'm glad you didn't get into the squid coin. So that's a plus. That's what went to zero.
The moral of this show, folks, is don't invest in anything called squid coin. I don't even like squid. So why would I buy their damn coin? I like dogs, so I bought Dogecoin a while back, and I sold it, but, you know, it was only like 10 cents or whatever. Cheap stuff, you know. It never made me any real millions or anything for the show. If it did, we would be broadcasting on thousands more stations. But, Brett, thanks for calling the show, man, and for being a big supporter of it. And
yeah, brother.
The Bachelor's Den wouldn't be complete without Brett the Surfer. You know?
Yeah, I'd like to give my 2 cents, man. Thanks, Lon.
Hey, your 2 cents and your crypto coin.
Right on. Yeah.
Right on, buddy. Keep on rocking, Brett. Thanks for calling the show, man.
All right, man.
Have a great night. Brett the Surfer calling off the coast of California, more than likely. And look, one thing we're going to talk about here is how to live the great bachelor life. Learn to take good care of yourself, guys. Be self-reliant and take the time to discover what makes you tick. These are kind of rules of the road, some things I wrote down, jotted down. Make peace with being a bachelor, whether it's for now or for the long term, whether it's by choice or necessity. Seek to accept the circumstances for where you are at this time in your life. Be true to yourself. Listen to your heart and your head together. Remember, your head is the general. Your large brain, that head, is the general. Everything else falls in line under that chain of command. Think first. Avoid being defensive about your status as a bachelor. Plan your social calendar according to what works best for you. Have plenty of friends. Realize that dating is part of the bachelor's life. Consider travel to de-stress. And yes, we want to work hard, but you want to work smart, not hard. Don't overstress yourself. But a lot of guys, I always recharge through travel. And a companion animal may work for you, so a dog or a cat. No, I like both. Love animals, always have. But a dog is great because a dog can be taken for walks daily, allowing you to get out in your neighborhood, interact with people, and see new places or things. Also, a companion animal enables you to have a living creature to care for and love. That's true. But also, Harvard studies beyond that have said that if you have a dog, you will extend your life as an American male by 7 years. Why? Because you walk the dog. Dogs will need a walk at least every other night, if not every day. And that walking a mile or so and going back to your house extends your life. So if you want to live longer and be more immortal than you were before, get a dog. It's that simple. Also, when I first came to Arizona, they said that dogs keep out all the critters, scorpions and things and snakes out of your backyard. They smell dog scent and they don't like it and they leave. So dogs are man's best friend. Also, when you're asleep, many times your dog will be awake watching you sleep, but watching that door for any intruders. If anyone comes in your home, your dog is the first line of defense. And then you can blow them away while you laugh in their face. Everyone's life has stress, but if you learn how to manage it appropriately and how to solve your problems when they come up, you'll do just fine as a bachelor. You do not want the added stress of running everything always through a partner to make sure that your partner is happy, but also be thinking for yourself, and you want to share information
any partner that you feel is worthy of your love and respect, et cetera. We have a little bit of overtime tonight. I'm on a roll tonight. It's been a great show. But first, we must hear this from the Runaways, the Cherry Bomb official. Yeah, that video on that is really incredible by the Runaways. I love that late 1970s song, Cherry Bomb. Yeah, I know a few women that are cherry bombs in my past. God knows. The walls could talk, my God. But the buy the book for your sons. Buy it for your friends. Buy the Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy for your newly divorced best friend and man about town, maybe. It's jam-packed with manly wisdom from the ages. It's a big book, but then so is the galaxy, my friends. It is large and expansive, I will tell you that. And you will need the tools going forward in life to be a success. You will have to navigate the minefield of life, and this book will show you how to do it. The book may look thick, but the font is somewhat large, and I designed it that way to dominate any man's bookshelf or den. The book was designed to dominate. And that's what you need to know. I do not want it to be a little thin, wispy book that nobody ever paid any. They will notice this fat, galactic book on your bookshelf or on your desk. They'll have the urge to pick it up and look at those pages. The book is meant to dominate your bookcase, your office, your study. It's really also a very easy read. I recommend you read 4 to 5 pages per night before going to bed, because in a few months, you want to go to sleep and have it work in your unconscious, gentlemen, your subconscious mind even. And once you have completely read the entire book, after you read a few pages each night before you retire for that evening, after a long day of work, then let the book work its magic on you. And then, and only then, you will wake up as a reborn new man of the millennium, fearless, rogue, strong, a leader of your pack, dynamic, innovative, a protector of your friends and family, and a living legend. And that, my friends, is what you need to be. Sort of like the superhero back in the day, or even Batman.
This is Batman.
And Robin.
With exclusive news for KHJ listeners.
It's the Batphone Secret Number Contest presented by Boss Radio.
There's a terrific prize for the first KHJ listener to guess the secret number of our Batphone.
You've seen us answering the Batphone on TV. It's a special hotline Commissioner Gordon uses to contact us whenever there's trouble.
There are 7 digits in the Batphone secret number. Listen to what you'll win if yours is the first correct answer received by KHJ.
You'll visit Batman and me at 20th Century Fox and be our guest for lunch at the studio.
Then you'll ride to the Batcave in the Batmobile, where Robin and I will present you with a 1966 console color television set.
To visit us and win the color TV, just guess the secret Batphone number.
Watch for Robin and me on Channel 7 Wednesday and Thursday nights. And keep it on KHJ for more clues in the Batphone Secret Number Contest.
Yes. Now, some themes for the Bachelor show that I jotted down that I thought were pretty cool. They were worth mentioning before we end the show here in a few minutes. There's a lot of self-deprecating humor that married guys say, and they do it to keep the peace in the family. Like, you'll always see a married guy go, oh, that's at a party. Oh, she's my better half. Oh, she's the smart one in the family. Oh, my wife, oh, she's far smarter than me. Far better than me. Oh, yes, my wife. Oh, isn't she just wonderful in every category? I'm surprised she even married me. Well, it's okay, guys, to do a little bit of that, but it does bear mentioning on my show. You guys overdo the self-deprecating humor or these little witty, semi-witty comments. It makes you look like you're a putz, like you're her bitch boy, like you're her bitch. I keep hearing this from you guys. Stop saying that she's always your better half. In fact, the problem is I know she will tell you, I am your better half, and don't you ever forget it, Buster. That's what's really going on. And you guys, never combat it. Because, right, it's cheaper to keep her, right? God forbid we make the queen bee a little angry or tweak her nose. It's the female shock and awe campaign against you. Because our government wants all of you to get married. They want you to work 24/7, and then they want you to die. There's a reason why they push marriage. I'll break it down for you. They want the men to work in their prime earning years, building the nuclear family and raising that and paying all the taxes. And then when the man finally gets done with a lifetime of work, toil, and obligation, he's raised 3.2 kids. He got the gold watch from the company. He and his wife can now be retired. And he's thinking, man, I can't wait to hit the cruise ship and the golf course and go to Europe. Travel around the country in my Winnebago and live life to the fullest. Finally, like I did in my 20s before I married the witch. And then the men die. Sudden heart attack happens every day. The man dies and the government goes, ha, ha, ha. Now we don't have to pay his Social Security or Medicare benefits. Now do we, Mr. Accountant? He did exactly as he was told. He followed orders. We sent him to all these no-win wars. We couldn't kill him then, but we got him married. He bought into that marriage program. We worked him to death for 50 years. Gave him a year or two of retirement at most. Couple of years, couple of checks from dysfunctional Uncle Sam. That's what I noticed time and time again. And man dies. Years and years of stress have caught up with him. And just when he can just taste the freedom, he falls over with a massive aneurysm, a massive heart attack. The wife, though very dutiful, who stood by his side all those years, has to bury him And sometimes they were truly and deeply in love with their husband. And sometimes the women snap out of it after 6 months. And you'll see them, and they are very cavalier. They go, well, you know, he left me the house. He left me a lot of money. Life is pretty good now for me. I can do what I want on his money. And I've seen this play out time and time again. So, men, don't be a statistic. Don't be a government statistic. I'm telling you to think for yourself. If you want to get married, knock yourself out. But a wise man once said, marriage is what society wants. If you want it, that's up to you. You want love? Then get a dog. You want some more love? Get two or three dogs. Isn't a dog man's best friend? We do not negotiate with female terrorists, even wives, a.k.a. wives. But you'll notice this about retirement in America, that the government is tired of paying these Social Security benefits and retirement payments, Medicare payments. In other words, they don't want you to retire and then build the government for 30, 40 years in retirement. They want you to have a couple of years of fun, frolicking, easy living, then whammo. They get you with the COVID shot or you fall over. And that's how it is for a lot of men, unfortunately. It is what it is. As you know, I speak truth to power. And it's far, far better if you don't find the woman of your dreams to stay a bachelor in America. Beat the system. Be the young Jedi Knight. You are the young butterfly. America loves catering to women, but only other countries cater to the man. You'll always notice in America, there's always deference to women. And men are scoundrels and bastards. Yet every woman can't help herself but to get hooked up with one. Isn't that a strange dichotomy? If we're so bad, if we're such losers, if we're such bastards, why do all the women trip over themselves trying to get married to one of these things, these men? Strange, isn't it? As they say, politics makes strange bedfellows. Do you want to live in America forever? Or maybe having a sexy expat lifestyle in a foreign country where it caters more to men? Granted, there may be some modern conveniences you may not have or be able to indulge in, but everything caters to you, the man. So in our country, it's slanted against the men for the women. In those countries, it's slanted for the men against the women. The exact opposite of America. America is the only country that does so many stupid things. It's amazing sometimes how we are where we have gotten. But it was not because of stupid ideas. It was because we had millions upon millions of great patriots and people building up the country over time. You'll have to decide if you're going to be a caveman or the digital playboy working the screenshots of today. The Bachelor may be lost in post-COVID America, but he can always make his new bachelor pad and start anew. And that's the one thing I want to drill in. No matter what happens to you, no matter where you go, you can always crank out and get your new bachelor pad up and going. Think of it as your new business venture. Decorate it the way you want with your tiki bar and your lounge chair, and off you go to the races. A new job, a new town. And by the way, guys, it's better out west. Because everything east of the Mississippi is old America now. Old, entrenched America. Old thinking. The new ways of the bachelor aren't welcome back there. If you aren't married by age 30 in the eastern part of the U.S. of A., they don't like it one bit. They will scorn you. So you can always start your new place. Well, guys, it's been one hell of a ride tonight. We could talk for hours about this stuff. We thank you for being here for Epic Episode 7 of The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. The book can be found online and at all fine bookstores, of course. We will talk more and more about this as time goes on. There's so much to say, one or two shows, or even seven for that matter, don't measure up. So great. Great times tonight. Glad you were all here. Great calls, as usual. We will see you again as I broadcast from my mounted stronghold. And don't forget, this Thursday night is the Von Wehunt Show in all its glory. Good night. God bless and be safe.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing. And you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.